KSL News Time is now 8:09. Another check of triple team traffic on this sunny Monday morning. Andy Farnsworth.
And Brian, I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but we've had a lot of crashes this morning. But right now your drive on I-15 is still going to be over 40 minutes, but not up to the hour that it was for a while. Crash in South Salt Lake near 33rd South in the cleanup stages. That was the last one, but slow most of the way from Draper to downtown. We've also got a big problem. 201 freeway is backed up from Bangor Highway to Redwood Road, and that's also affecting the 215 West Belt between 35th South and the 201 freeway, Eric Butler.
And on Bangor itself, you've got a northbound accident. This is at 3100 South. Down in Utah County, no problems on I-15 northbound or southbound, although Pioneer Crossing from Saratoga Springs heading east towards I-15, that's a little bit busy. Heather?
We're mostly back to freeway speed southbound 15 from Ogden to Woods Cross, but you still have a few brake lights in the Clearfield area. But once you get out of Woods Cross, you're going to slow down considerably all the way to 600 North in Salt Lake City. And now the north end of the West Side Belt has a few delays between Legacy Parkway and I-80 West Interchange. The Deseret News Home Show, October 7th through the 9th at the Southtown Expo Center. For more information and discount tickets, go to saltlakehomeshow.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.